Hi, Horror Honeys. We have an amazing deal for you from Adam and Eve, America's favorite adult store. Use our code HORROR for 50% off almost any item, plus free shipping. Yes, you heard that right. 50% off almost any item, plus free shipping. Head to adamandeve.com to find something special for yourself or someone else. That's code HORROR, H-O-R-R-O-R, at checkout for 50% off plus free shipping. Order now and get ready to
Man, I spelunked her all.
Hello, friends.
Hi, everyone.
Friends, family. You're all family here.
Oh, wow. It's just like Olive Garden.
And then also a lot of our family members listen to this.
Yeah, that too as well.
But yeah, Olive Garden rules all around, right?
What if we were recently rebranding slightly to stop stealing from My Favorite Murder, but what if we re-rebranded to actively steal from Olive Garden? And what if we signed off, like, I'm horrified.
Until next week.
When you're your family.
That, yeah, it's really flows right off.
I think it's going to make a lot of sense to a lot of people.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, the breadsticks are so good.
I want to go to an Olive Garden. I haven't been to one in many, many years.
We're going
to
get dinner right after this, and I'm just thinking about the breadsticks a little now. I'll keep that in mind.
Perfect. Allie, I'm so excited to hear from you. What is your topic this week?
I'm not excited to tell you about this.
No!
Today, I have decided to go classic I'm Horrified.
Ooh.
For those, the OG Horror Honeys, those who have been with us since the very beginning, you'll remember that in our first episode, I talked about the deep ocean.
Yes.
Right? And I started our show with that because it perfectly captured the energy that we wanted to bring to this space, which is when you learn something new and your entire body immediately says no.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, that felt right. Alternatively, as you put it, when you scream into the void and the void screams back.
Ah.
There's sort of void aspect to this.
But oh, no.
We'll get there. So today I want to discuss something that is so viscerally terrifying to me that I genuinely struggled to research it for you people.
Oh, my God.
And no one asked me to cover it, but I am still somehow angry. at you and everyone else.
I feel like I should apologize.
That my own chaotic brain has compelled me to do this. So today I will be battling crushing anxiety and physical revulsion in service of telling you about caving.
Caving.
Do you know what I mean when I say caving?
Through context, I might. Is it like...
It's like when somebody offers you a cupcake and you're like, I shouldn't. And then you're like, oh, I cave and I have the cupcake.
That's horrifying.
That is horrifying. You know what that is? It's food policing yourself and diet talk. I don't like that.
Just eat whatever you want to eat.
Just eat whatever you want to eat. And if you want to say something about what you're eating, just don't.
And are we going to talk today about people who die in underwater caves?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. So caving is also called spelunking. You've heard of that one. Or potholing, depending where you are in the world. Spelunking feels like the wrong word entirely. It feels whimsical and silly.
Yeah.
And it does not capture the aesthetic.
Or it sounds like something like a frat guy would refer to a sex act.
Yeah. Yep. It does.
Like, bruh, she spelunked all over me.
Oh, I thought spelunking was like a... Like a position.
It could be too. Like, man, I spelunked her all day.
send in. Email us at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com.
Dude, you and Tiff spelunked?
That's what else could spelunking mean? I'm gonna call it caving, because again, I disagree.
Fair enough.
So what is caving? A nightmare.
Yeah, it sounds like
chiefly. But a more academic definition would be the recreational pastime of exploring wild cave systems.
Interesting.
It differentiates itself from what would be called show caves, which are caves that have been made accessible to the public at large for tourism.
Absolutely.
That, like, most people can just, like, walk in and out of.
Shout out Howe Caverns in upstate New York.
Can you just walk in?
Yep.
And out?
It's a field trip.
That sounds good.
Absolutely.
This can be field trip sometime, which is horrifying.
When you die
Which
on
is
a field
the
trip.
Worst thing. I don't even want to do, like, the show caves, even. I don't even know if I want to do that.
I've been in cool show caves in my day, I think. But it is, like, there are stairs, there are lights.
You're losing me.
And it's, like, usually a big circle. Like, you
right.
see the exit the whole time.
If you tell me a cave is down there, I trust you.
Fair enough.
Like, I trust you. I don't need to see it.
You're like, yeah, there's probably nothing for me
I'm
down
sure
there.
There is a cave down there. And you guys go.
Yeah, have fun.
But caving is basically a sport, like rock climbing, uh-huh. except what you are doing is crawling deeper and deeper into what I called before cave systems. So either partially explored or unexplored long networks of passageways underground. Some as big as like a big room that you might see on a tourist attraction. Some quite literally so small that you can barely crawl through them.
See, I'm already out for a couple reasons.
I've been out. I was out when we started.
Yeah.
But tell me why.
I'm out. So small you can barely crawl through them, then why would you, is what I would throw out there. I'd also say, like, I don't really feel the need at this point in my life to be the first to do anything, right?
No way. No
An
way.
An unexplored cave system. Somebody else, I'll come back when it's been explored.
Why do we have to explore it?
Yeah. I'm interested in a system where I know what's going on, not one that I'm like, at the end of this, could be my death. We'll find out.
You know what? We deal with a lot of uncertainty.
Yes.
And I don't like that in my caves.
No.
I don't like anything in my caves.
I don't like my caves at all.
Stay out of my caves.
spelunk in her cave.
Stop!
Last night.
Just, the voice is so bad, but so accurate.
I was deep in her cave.
Doing it.
Fucking until the morning.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about horrible things.
I gotta keep it light.
All right. I just like want to paint sort of a picture.
She told me her caves were unexplored.
Stop it.
Somebody spelunked down there before.
You're not even gonna listen because you're just gonna be thinking of
last one.
Spelunking.
I swear to God, last one.
Last one.
I swear.
Okay. Last one.
I'll think of, no, that was the last one.
No, I'll think of one more then.
I can't. I'll hit you with one more at the end.
Okay,
when
fine.
We get
fine.
At the darkest portion at the end of this, I'll give
Don't
you one more.
Don't spend the whole episode crafting it.
I'm facing away from you.
Okay.
I'm just talking.
Or I'll just talk to you. Here's a quote from an Empora article by Jack Clayton. Quote, from standing upright and walking around big open caverns, to crawling through dark and incredibly narrow passages, the course of one caving experience can take you into some very different and sometimes quite challenging, yeah, no fucking shit, environments. Depending on where exactly your guide takes you, caving can test you both physically and mentally. Don't let this put you off, though. The activity can, if you've got the inclination for it and it's guided in the correct manner, be a genuinely fun thing to do. Now, here's a problem I have. He's desperate to convince you that this is fun.
He's selling.
Like, in the right situation, this could be fine. Like, in the right situation, it's not a horror nightmare.
When people sell playing a sport to me, as like, in the right situation, this could be fun, I barely believe them.
Right, exactly.
Let alone an unexplored cavern.
And I sort of make a point, if somebody's like, no, you have to do it, it's so fun, I'm like, I feel less inclined to do it. Mm. Being a contrarian, he ends by saying, you'll get up and close and personal with the geological history of our planet. What's not to love about that?
Few things, Bob.
Or no, his name is Jack.
Few things, Jack.
Who is he? Just a person.
Just a guy.
Another thing I read is that it's like a real badge of honor for cavers to discover new places in caving systems, like you were saying. So like shimmying through a narrow passageway that opens up into a larger space to explore. And then it's like, you can go tell everyone that that space is there. Mm-hmm. But the thing about shimmying into a narrow passageway is that you don't know what's in there, and it might just be more narrow passageway or any manner of horrible, ghostly things. And then you're just in a small hole with no way out but to shimmy backwards while trying to, like, not hyperventilate. Is that worth it? Is that worth the big part of the cave?
I don't like that.
I hate it. I hate it.
I don't like
that. I hate it.
But also, imagine if instead of, like, an attempt to shimmy your whole body to get out of a horrible situation, it was just, like, a little dance shimmy. Like, what if you were going through the caves, like, with some maracas? Just...
That, I'll think about it. But...
that's the situation Jack was talking about where it's kind of fun.
I don't care if it's, like, the Cave of Wonders in Aladdin down there. Like, I don't care what's on the other side. If it's... I don't want to know... I don't... Oh, God. It's not right. It's not right. You don't need to know. It's going to be more rock. Yeah. Almost certainly.
Almost definitely.
And they know that. And they know, they know that there's nothing, there's no prize or anything.
Nothing but rocks.
So, this is the kind of thing that only a very specific type of person would enjoy. Like, the kind of people who enjoy, like, skydiving and scuba diving, like, deep water scuba diving. I imagine, like, a Chris Traeger, Bear Grylls hybrid.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't know a lot of cavers, and if I met them, I would, I'm not going to say not speak to them. But I will say I would extricate myself from that person's life.
It would be stressful maybe to be their friend.
Because I want to support you if you're my friend.
Yeah.
I don't support you.
Yeah.
I don't support your dreams.
I don't support this.
It's your one precious and beautiful life. Yeah. You have full reign to do anything you want to do.
Yeah. It's a choice.
I don't want to follow you on Instagram. I don't want that.
No.
Anyways, I do feel like caving is the type of thing, like rock climbing, where it becomes like your kind of your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, that's your, and I noticed, like, when I went snorkeling once.
Ooh.
Like all the scuba people were talking about, like, oh, I traveled here to go scuba diving, and like they were all talking about like the places they're going next and like the extreme sports, which makes sense. Like that becomes a big part of your personality, a part of your community, and that's great. I mean, there's other ways to make friends, but
have you ever heard of a knitting circle?
A knitting circle, a stitch and bitch, if you will.
Yes.
Any other way outside, but yeah, there are some activities that are like so batshit insane that it kind of usurps your life, and I feel like this is one of them. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So now let's talk about peril. In the section of the caving Wikipedia page, there's a section just titled safety. Oh. And the first sentence is, caves can be dangerous places.
Amen, Wikipedia.
Agreed.
Amen,
are you
brother.
Fucking kidding me? Yes, of course they're dangerous. They can be dangerous. It's a cave. I keep getting louder and higher pitched. I'm going to calm down. I am going to take you through a list of the dangers involved in caving, apart from the obvious one, which is just being in the cave.
So scary.
It's just, that's my first bugaboo. But I got a lot of these from websites that are for people who might cave or have caved or will cave. And I want to make it very clear, that is not what I'm doing here. I'm bringing you the information that you need to know as a deterrent. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these websites are like, just like bring a lamp, you'll be fine. I don't think you'll be fine.
No.
I don't believe you'll survive.
Don't cave on caving.
Yes. Don't, I mean, no, yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So I just want to move forward in that spirit.
Allie is saving your life right now.
I am a little.
Yeah.
I am a little.
Do it. Go forth.
Somebody out there, maybe not the people who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, probably not. our audience and cavers. Yeah. Like three people where that overlaps.
Yeah. I'll stick this in like the caving Reddit and be like, how do you guys feel about this? But so I'm going to take you through them so you know why to not. First is inadequate gear. In general, you have extremely limited space to bring anything with you, even if you're caving for days or, like, weeks at a time, because people do that.
Crazy.
Which is bananas. But you still need stuff to survive, right?
We all need stuff.
Not a lot of stuff, but there are some things you need. One example is lanterns and backup lanterns. And batteries for both your lanterns and your backup lanterns.
Smart.
If you run out of power to your lantern, you will be plunged into darkness deeper than the ninth layer of hell. And yeah. You will be alone, and you will be in the dark. Your lamp is dead.
That's very scary.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about being plunged into... And it's a darkness... Not many of us even know.
Yeah.
Like, it's dark in a darkness way that we haven't even... You know when you go outside and it's dark?
Yes.
That's not this dark.
No.
This is...
My name is Ebony Darkness Dementia.
Yes, exactly.
Raven Way.
This is like, there's no sunlight.
Anywhere.
Because you're in a cave. Like, why are you in there?
You're not thinking about it, but there's no sun down there.
So... That's one gear thing. If you don't have a hard hat, you're at risk of head injury from rocks falling on you.
Right.
That feels obvious. Caveexploring.com put it thusly. The entrance areas of caves are exposed to large swings in temperature, erosion, and other factors which make them especially prone to loose rocks. Great. Especially prone to loose rocks.
Oh, good.
Many large cave rooms are littered with large, loose boulders called breakdown. These rocks can shift unexpectedly when you are climbing up or down. Pits with rocks at the top can be extremely hazardous because the high velocity of a falling rock can cause major injuries.
That sounds really bad.
You could be squished like a Looney Tune under a boulder.
That would be such an embarrassing way to go, too. Looney Tune death?
Yeah. Like, you'd splat out to the sides.
Yeah.
Cartoonish. And that is an objectively... repulsive and horrifying, but
you're holding up a sign that says ow.
It's also silly in a way. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like you're like shooting a gun and a little flag comes out. Also, you have to wear a hard hat because bats can get caught in your hair.
Yikes.
Did you think I would say that? Did you even think about that one?
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all.
No.
I don't like it at all.
No.
No. No. Okay, the second thing is crevices. I think I can stop after just saying crevices. But the thing about caves is that you're kind of indoors, but you're also still in the outdoors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there are a manner of like creepy crawlies slithering in and out of the cracks in the rocks that you are crawling across with your body. So if you put your hand in the wrong place, you might touch, like, bat guano that could get you sick, or you might win the lottery and just pick up a brown recluse spider.
Great.
That bites you and kills you.
Perfect.
Slowly in a cave.
Great.
As your lantern's losing power.
Yeah, I don't like this at all. The more you talk about it, the less I like it.
Good. Good. That's why I'm here. Temperature and wetness. So, regardless of the climate or season, caves generally stay a bit colder than the normal temperature outdoors. Not freezing, but there is a genuine risk of hypothermia.
Yeah.
Especially if you get wet or get your socks wet and you don't have dry clothes. Remember, you barely have any room to bring anything. Mm-hmm. So, if you don't get to the surface fast enough, you can die from hypothermia. Inversely, in warm climates... the caves will both be both warm and humid because the moisture doesn't have anywhere to go.
Oh, interesting.
So you will be sweating so much that you might not notice how much water you're losing and die from dehydration.
Not ideal.
Dehydration or hypothermia, Sam? Tag yourself.
Don't make me choose.
Choose one.
I don't want to choose.
Choose one. Choose one, because if you're in a cave, the cave chooses for you.
Dehydration, I guess.
See, I feel like hypothermia, because one time, here's a gross story. One time, I had the stomach flu, like, so, so bad that I quite literally could not keep any liquid in my body, which gross.
I think I remember we were living together. Right?
I think this was after it.
Oh.
Cuz Chris, I was living with Chris.
Oh.
And Chris called my mom.
Yeah.
And was like, "I don't think it's safe for her to be here alone. She's in so much distress." And so I was so dehydrated that I was like aware that I was like badly dehydrated, and all I wanted was to drink water, and I started like losing my mind.
Wow.
Like I started like talking weirdly loud and fast, and when I got to the ER, I was like crying and like begging them to give me water, like to find a way to give me water. Like I just immediately lost it. Like
wow.
There was something in my body when I got dehydrated that I just totally went nuts. And then a nice nurse stuck an IV in my arm. And the thirst went away without drinking anything. And it was so weird.
That must be very weird.
And then later she handed me a little ginger ale and was like, "Are you fine now?" And I'm like, "Yeah, thanks. Sorry about before."
Yeah, that's a good point. And I've heard that hypothermia, like at the end of hypothermia, you feel hot. Like it's a weird, like you're dying of being cold. And then like at the very end, all of a sudden people like take off all their clothes because they're feeling too hot.
Like we talked about in the Dyatlov Pass incident.
Like Dyatlov Pass, yes.
Throwback. Visit our back catalog if you haven't. Next one is bad air.
Oh.
In some caves, not a lot, but some, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's a big deal if
it's not great.
It's a big deal if it happens, but it doesn't happen a lot. But in some caves, there can be pockets of air that has a lack of oxygen. And you can die from hypoxia, which is, like, oxygen deficiency.
That's a science fact that I know is true, but, like, my brain can't wrap itself around, is that, like, the air we breathe is only part what we actually need to breathe. And sometimes you can be breathing air, but it's not the air. It's not, like you said, like, it's bad air. It's not good air. And there's no oxygen in it. And I'm like, but just leave the oxygen in it. Like, what? Why? What? It makes no sense to me.
So part of me wishes, like, I was a cool, smart scientist who knew all these things. And
yes.
I'm like, wow, I didn't apply myself in school enough. And then part of me is like, wow, I'm so blessed to be so dumb.
Yeah, I don't need to know any of this.
Ignorance is truly bliss. So next one, falling and drowning.
No.
This is the most common cause of death for cavers. Falling, I think, and possibly drowning. You're slipping and sliding on wet rocks, and you are dangling over precipices, whatever. You're scaling ledges over pools of, like, sedentary pitch black water. You put your foot in the wrong place.
Mm-hmm.
Something, like, dislodges, and you just fall and die.
That's insane.
That's so easily it could happen. And it's not, like, happening every other person, but it is the most common way to die is you just, like, step the wrong place.
Yeah,
or
and that's it.
Like, move slightly incorrectly, and you just fall and hit your head, and it's over. Also, your body is growing increasingly, like, exhausted because you're exhausting yourself because it takes so much physical and mental strength to, like, keep moving that you get disoriented. Like, you get fatigued. So that can lead to trips and falls from, like, dizziness. Next one, the limitations of the human body and mind.
Which, mine, very limited.
I respect the limitations of the human body and mind.
Amen.
I see them. I salute them.
I don't approach them.
I sit back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No need to test these. That's
so,
my motto.
Like hiking rough terrain or climbing Mount Everest or any manner of silly physical tasks, a lot of us will, like, watch something on TV and be like, how hard can that be? Not you and I. As we've said, like, we're very blessed to just look at most things and go, no thanks.
But even I've definitely, like, watched American Ninja Warrior for too long. Like, and then,
oh, I could do that.
And then, or at least been like, well, you gotta keep your arms bent on the salmon ladder. And it's like, who am I eating this popcorn couch?
How dare you?
To tell this man to bend his arms on the salmon ladder.
It's so true. But yeah, like, a lot of people will underestimate just how physically and mentally challenging navigating a cave system can be. Like, even if nothing horrible happens to you outright, you might just, like, not be strong enough to continue.
Yeah.
Like, you might miscalculate the size of a passageway and get stuck, or you might get down there and, like, descend into a blind panic as the realization that you're trapped underground in a tomb made of rock sort of dawns on you, and then you're down there. Mm-hmm.
And you might have another section on this, but I'm assuming pretty difficult to send you help should something bad happen.
Oh, I am going to talk about that.
Teaser for later.
The teaser. Oh, God. So the last section of this is getting lost.
No.
Which maybe is the worst.
Yeah, that's, I get lost up above ground.
Yeah. Hit me with the boulder, I think.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Take me out. I think we've all heard and seen stories, like, this is when caving, like, is on the news, like, when there are prominent incidences of people getting lost in cave systems. And I am going to tell you one story, and it is genuinely my most vivid nightmare come to life.
Oh my God.
This is the peak expression of my fears.
Must we walk down this cave together?
Turn the podcast off. You can't. You, Sam Buntich, are the only one who can't escape this.
Yeah, I have to.
Everyone else, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Guys, stay here with me. Don't leave me.
Don't go back to the surface.
Please stay with me.
Bring a rope to get me back. I'm going to quickly talk about the Nutty Putty cave accident. I am not going to go into too much detail. It's possible I'll do a full episode on this one day when I am mentally stronger. But basically, a man named John Edward Jones was caving with his family the day before Thanksgiving. We usually just sit on the couch eating, like, crescent rolls before Thanksgiving, but, like, go off.
Turkey trot. I think you mean turkey spelunk.
Yeah, I think they were, like, a very sporty family. And they had gone caving before, and so John thought he knew his way around the cave system. And he mistakenly entered a narrow passageway that he believed was going to open into a larger portion of the cave, like, that he had been in before. That's what he thought it was.
Yeah.
And so he entered it head first and became wedged in a dead end upside down.
Bad.
Have you heard about this?
I've heard a story of someone getting stuck upside down in a cave.
It's probably that one.
It could have been a different guy, honestly.
It's absolutely possible. He was, like, completely wedged, like, stuck in that position, upside down for hours. And rescue workers did find him and tried to pull him out using, like, a rope and pulley system, which broke, and that resulted in him sinking further down and hitting his head. And he ultimately died of cardiac arrest, which is terrible and tragedy. And literally, like, when I first heard about this story, I was, like, so scared that I, like, immediately started crying. Yeah. Like, I was just like, that is so terrifying. Terrifying.
And the idea that help would be there and be unable to help you.
That, I think, that is really, like, the thing about it. It's, like, that nobody can help you. Mm-hmm. If you get lost enough or you get stuck in it, like, nobody can help you. And I don't know if it's particularly upsetting to me because I'm claustrophobic. Like, I am claustrophobic, but not, like, unreasonably so.
Yeah.
And I don't like to feel stuck or, like, feel like I can't get out of, like, a situation I'm in. But you're absolutely right. Like, the thing is, if they can't even get to you, that's, like, a whole nother, like, mental level. Like, if you're buried alive in the ground, somebody could theoretically dig you out.
Yeah.
Right? If, like, you can't blast through rock, like, miles sometimes of rock. You just can't do it. Like, it's just, that's it. It's, like, it's over. Like, it's, that, I think, is
not more terrifying than the confined space, because the confined space is really what gets me. Mm-hmm. Even thinking about it is, like, my heart is racing. But it's, yeah, it's that feeling of, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get out of this.
Yeah, and it's like, you're dead, it's just a matter of time.
Exactly. That's so, so terrifying.
That's really, really scary.
So that is my nightmare, and I feel lightheaded now, and I want to go lie down on your couch, is the truth. I want to lie down on your couch and have you bring me a cold compress.
I can do that, but I have something important to say before that.
Which is?
Call me Aladdin, because I wish to spelunk her Cave of Wonders. I promised you there'd be one more.
I was so... I was so not expecting another spelunking joke that I was like, what are you saying? Why would you do this? Wait, give it to me again.
Call me Aladdin, because I wish to spelunk her Cave of Wonders.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I came up with it when you brought up Aladdin, and I held it in for this moment,
really?
Knew it would be.
You're so brave.
Our dark midnight of the soul, whenever you told the most horrifying part of this story.
Yep.
I was like, I've got this spelunk queued up.
Thank you for doing that. That's very kind of you. And then there's cave diving.
Even worse, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't even research cave diving. Literally, like, I got to the end of the Wikipedia page and they're like, and also, even more dangerous, cave diving. And I was like, I'm good.
I can't go there.
I think this episode might be a little short. And I should have researched it. And
couldn't do it.
And I couldn't do it.
Well, that reminds me, I do think there's a video by Ask a Mortician on YouTube, who we've both watched her content in the past. I think she did a video on, like, underwater cave exploration and how many people die from that. So If you hear this and you're like, sounds great, maybe go seek out her video.
If you're hearing this and you're like, I want more information. Oh my God.
She also has a great video on, like, Everest disasters that inspired me when I talked about that crazy Everest disaster in the 90s.
I think my Capuchin Catacombs episode was inspired by her. Cher, all of her videos are so good.
Yeah.
Caitlin really Dowdy, really Ask a Mortician videos on YouTube. She's wonderful.
But yeah, if you're just chomping at the bit for more caves, maybe check her out. Don't make Allie do it. Let Allie be peaceful. Let Allie go.
Let me rest.
Let her rest.
Frankly, let me rest. Lay me into the ground.
Not into the ground. That's where the caves are.
That's a good point.
Think about that. You don't like being...
Not into a cave.
You don't like enclosed spaces underground. Baby, we're not burying
I don't
you.
Even particularly like grass.
I'll try to make sure that we don't bury you if you die.
Put
something.
Me in a house.
Put you in a house? Do you want to be, like, on a mantle? Cremated? I think we could make a really fabulous, death jewelry. Like, sometimes they can take ashes and, like, crush it into a gemstone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe we'll do that with you.
Cremate me and put me into, like a obsidian, like, diamond or something.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
That could really work. And then we make...
And then I could haunt it.
And then we make Chris wear really gaudy jewelry that's not his style, but we're like, it's Allie. You have to wear it.
Oh, he's outliving me.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Or not. Or you two are... you guys are beautiful jewelry together.
I literally have told him that he can't die before me. We've had a conversation about it. I literally was like, I can't. Which is like, that's like kind of gross and like, ew. Like, that's kind of silly and like... Oh, so cute. But, like, I was like, I literally can't live without you, so I refuse to allow you to leave this earthly plane before me.
Hopefully you guys pass away at, like, 99 holding hands.
That's the plan that we have.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream.
It truly is.
That would be great.
Surrounded by your loving family and 18 dogs.
When you're thinking about what to do with your time left, mm-hmm. everyone... I want you to think if there's maybe a moment you could take from that time to give us a review on iTunes or Spotify.
Just consider it.
Just, I was waiting for a segue.
Instead of going into the depths of the earth, go into the depths of your Spotify account.
Go You know, you can't take it with you.
And by that, we mean the 5 stars that you owe us.
That you owe us. And they're all like, this is awful. This is awful. This is an awful thing you're doing.
This is. We're sorry about this.
This is not right. This is not right. And tell us about it in your comments. I guess don't comment if... No, I want to hear the feedback.
Yeah, throw us some feedback. Email us.
Would you rather get a bad comment or no comments? This is a good question.
My truth? No comments.
I think that's my truth, too.
I'm a little sensitive. I'm a sensitive little baby.
I'm super fucked up, though.
I am also a brave crab.
So I would, like say that, but, like, desperately want to know what people would say.
No, I'm a person, I think of, like, you know, when you guess, like, oh, like, if you would have any superpower, what would you want? Like, I would never, ever want mind reading, because I do not want to know.
Oh my god, that's the worst one. That's literally a curse. That's a curse.
I would hate it so much.
Even now, when I'm trying to escape intrusive thoughts, everyone's like, oh, fight the intrusive thoughts. And I'm like, it's hard to fight the intrusive thoughts, truly. But, like, I'll do this thing in my brain where if I start thinking about something that's too upsetting, I'll just go, like, and I'll just, like, sort of, sometimes out loud, yeah. And I'll just sort of white noise myself out.
There you go.
And then I will put TikTok in front of my face and, like, mollify myself like an iPad baby.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that in the ASMR episode as well. Sometimes you just need something peaceful.
So I guess if you're curious about what I would recommend doing, that.
And yeah. Don't, and maybe don't go in caves.
Please don't.
Maybe don't go in the caves.
Please don't do it. Do I want to hear from these people? I do. If you have ever done this, please send us an email at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I really want to know why. I want to know why you did that. And I would like to hear about your experience.
Yes. And how close did you feel to death?
And maybe you can enlighten me and change me. Never will you change me enough to enter the cave. But maybe I can sort of leave my...
Your prejudice against it?
Leave this sort of activism that I have against it.
There you go.
I'm willing to learn.
You're willing to just be a passive disliker of caving.
I am not willing to cave.
But not to cave.
I will not cave.
You will not cave.
I will not.
And we will not cave about being here for you guys again next week. I'm trying so hard.
It's a reach. But you did good.
We'll do a different one.
Yeah, it's good.
If you want to get spelunked hard...
Just wait one week
for the spelunking of your life.
And they're like, we think it's done.
We're good. We're good. Everyone unsubscribes. They're like, we're set.
We're good.
I don't blame you.
Just leave us the review first, maybe. But be nice. Just be nice to us.
Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Sorry.
Thank you for... listening to us talk about spelunking.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
And now it's time to say bye-bye, horror honeys.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production, recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at @imhorrifiedpod and at imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicasts, I'm Thrilled! Check us out at patreon.com/imhorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.